From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces said they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. SDF fighters stormed a stadium that had been the last Islamic State base in the city after capturing a hospital that also served as a command center.
Whether it's historic indictments or it's global operations with our Mexican friends or presenting evidence and intelligence to the Chinese to get them to act on some of these folks in country.
Life started to return to normal in the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk Tuesday, a day after a lightning government advanced to take back towns and countryside from forces of the Kurdish Autonomous Region. Streets were full with cars and markets were busy with shoppers who went about their normal daily business. The Baghdad government recaptured territory from Kurds across the breadth of northern Iraq on Tuesday, making startling rapid gains in a sudden campaign that has shifted the balance of power in the country almost overnight. The White House is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect at 12:01 Wednesday morning. A White House spokesman said that today's dangerously flawed district court order undercuts the president's efforts to keep the American people safe and enforce minimum security standards for entry into the United States. This is VOA News. Arrest of two pro-independence leaders has sparked protests in Spain's autonomous region of Catalonia. Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens in a government walkout Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so. So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. The Catalan government accused Madrid of taking political prisoners, a reminder of life under the former dictator when Catalan culture was suppressed. U.S. law enforcement officials announced the indictments of two Chinese nationals and several American and Canadian associates charged with manufacturing and shipping fentanyl and other deadly opioids directly from China to the United States. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said the indictments and charges are against Xiaobing Yan and Xi Yang and represented the first ever indictments brought against designated Chinese manufacturers of fentanyl and other opiate substances. The Drug Enforcement Agency spokesman Rusty Payne said it was important to hold individuals accountable. Acting DEA Administrator Robert Patterson said targeting criminal organizations distributing opioids in the United States is one of the agency's top priorities. American author George Saunders won the prestigious Man Booker Prize for Fiction Tuesday for Lincoln and the Bardo, a novel about restless souls to drift in the afterlife. Miguel Amaya.
It is the second year in a row in America.
Venezuelan president.
Prize, which was opened to U.S. authors in 2014. The book is based on a real visit President Abraham Lincoln made in 1862 to the body of his 11-year-old son, Willie, at a Washington cemetery.
It is the second year in a row America has won the $66,000 prize, which was opened to U.S. authors in 2014. The book is based on a real visit President Abraham Lincoln made in 1862 to the body of his 11-year-old son, Willie, at a Washington cemetery. The White House, again, reacting very furiously to the federal judge's blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel. That was supposed to go into effect at midnight Wednesday. Justice Department called the ruling incorrect and says it will appeal the decision in an expeditious manner. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.